This is Austin Ritchie for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive. Neil Muyunga is a South African composer and sound artist whose work draws from his upbringing in Soweto. His compositions blend various musical inspirations, including traditional Basotho and Zulu war and praise songs, free jazz, and Western Baroque music. The Thing Has Happened, composed by Neil Muyunga in 2024, delves into themes of memory, identity, and resistance in South Africa. The piece explores how today's concerns are always intertwined with previous events. Here, Muyunga traces contemporary South African political turmoil back to the 17th century, marked by eruptions, disasters, and conflicts. In The Thing Has Happened, archival audio and field recordings are supported by Muyunga's musical accompaniment. Through his sound design, spoken memories come to the forefront while music is strategically placed at a distance, evoking liminal space between myth and reality. While the work is directly connected to South African struggles, the framing prompts listeners to consider the connections between past and present and the role of cultural memory in shaping identity.
The thing that happened is the thing that shouldn't have happened, but it was almost inevitable in our society, in the history of our society. The thing that happened, I'm always surprised to that I know this, that I realize how our history from a certain point, actually from a long time period, is marked by these things that happen. And these things, I mean, eruptions, disasters, conflicts. So it's as if our society is marked by these events, these eruptions, these disasters, these conflicts, these happenings.
Oh, a lot, it seems a lot of things happened. So we hear threats in the news, in social media, that should the former state president Jacob Zuma be arrested, there's gonna be riots. So we see all these threats on Twitter from people who I guess were supporters of Zuma, that if you arrest Zuma, this was gonna happen. And then of course, building up to the day of the arrest, everyone is watching and thinking what's gonna happen. But already we see also on social media, in the news, that the trucks are already being blocked on the entry in KZN near Moi River. If you come from Johannesburg, forget it, you're not gonna enter the province. It's already starting, there's already some fire in the air. And then the next thing, the president is arrested, and of course, chaos broke down. But I think there are many layers to what really happened, right? But I think from how things unfolded, and I'm going to talk particularly about the looting of food, appliances, or anything else that people could loot at the time. I think, I don't think people were looting. Many people were looting because the former president was arrested. I don't think ordinary people were looting, were making those connections. They were just saying, well, there's an opportunity. We're gonna use this opportunity to take what we need. What we need now, or what we think we're gonna need in the future. And of course, there were different levels of what people were looting. People with cars, of course, they could loot big appliances, television sets and things like that, because they had cars. So there was also a class issue on who could loot what. And people who didn't have cars were just walking and were looting primarily food and clothes. And I think there was also a gender dimension to what working class people were looting. I saw a lot of things on social media, of course. I saw a lot of young black women looting clothes for their children. I even know people personally told me, oh, I just went to Ackerman's and I took sneakers for my boy and I took jackets for my boy. I was very happy because my boy had had clothes for a long time. So for me, when I saw that we could loot at that moment, I thought, who wanted clothes for my child, right? And I saw a lot of that on social media, young women looting, taking clothes for their children. And how do you read that? You could read it as them being opportunistic. Also, you could read that, but they're taking things that they need because their kids don't have clothes. Because most people are unemployed. And also, if you look at how people were so available, there were so many people in the streets available to go and loot. What does that tell you? Why are people so available? It means people are not at work. It means people are unemployed. If people are so ready to block the truck and take that meat on a Wednesday at 12 p.m., it means people are at home. And that's what we should be worried about. Why are so many young people all over the country at home on a Tuesday, on a regular Wednesday, during the day? And they are so ready for these kinds of opportunities when they present themselves, you know, to say, okay, we are ready, we are available. I don't think people were called from work to come and... People were already ready there, you know? And the people that I'm talking about that I know personally are people who are unemployed. And then there was a woman I saw in the news who, she I think it was in Peter Maritzburg at some mall. It's an old woman who went to loot, and then I think she fell and couldn't walk. And so she's sitting there and speaking to this journalist. The journalist was asking her, who are you? What happened? Why are you here? And she's like, actually, I just need help getting home because I've injured my leg. Why were you here, Mama? They asked. Oh, I heard from my neighbor that people were getting food at the mall for free. I thought, even though I'm sick, I'm going to go. Right? So if someone who's sick is going to try and walk to the mall because they've heard that there's food for free and they will go, it means they know that there's no food at their homes.
You just heard The Thing Has Happened, composed by Neil Muyunga in 2024. To learn more about this piece, visit the Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org. This is Austin Ritchie for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive.